From a distance, you could see the determination on some of the faces as their little legs pumped the plastic pedals, their upper bodies jiggling back and forth like bobbleheads. Each child was followed by a parent or two, briskly walking behind to ensure the competitors didn't bump and nothing got out of control. The pedals of those in front were cranking, their legs looking like pistons in an old oil commercial about viscosity and thermal breakdown. As the speed of the trikes increased, parents who hadn't run since high school began to trot after their children, kindly asking them to slow down. A few stretched to catch the back of a shirt, but the gap between most racers and their guardians widened, and that's when Sir Isaac Newton decided to make things fun. Descending toward the finish line, the streets steepened and the peloton of four-year-olds hit what those in the elite world of tricycle racing call the leg velocity threshold. All those tiny limbs were just going too fast, and in synchronized motion, every pair of sneakers kicked away from its trike and shot out in a wide V. The bottoms of Nikes and Keds stared at us below, and 60 pairs of tricycle pedals began spinning like a fan. Faces that had been full of determination paled. Parents who had not panicked yet panicked. A cattle stampede has more control than the 60 white-knuckled preschoolers we watched tear down our hill. And that's when they began trading paint. Either from fear or a lack of strength, the raiders began thumping into one another, causing some to veer abruptly off course. One boy with his out-of-shape parents huffing behind caught an edge, took a 45-degree angle into the curb, and flew over his handlebars into our neighbor's shrubbery. A half dozen trikes clipped or ran straight into parked cars. A few slid sideways and capsized, but the main body of riders stayed upright, horrified, and speeding toward the checkered flag. At the finish line, wide-eyed volunteers began to squat low, preparing to catch as many of the cyclists as they could. The wave of wailing youngsters hit the tape, there was a collision, a few heavy grunts, and half the competitors kept right on rolling into the next neighborhood. Huffing parents soon followed, some showing off an impressive collection of profanities to the promoters they passed as they chased their children down the next hill. The leftover carnage was a pure mess. From top to bottom, the street was a chaotic blend of red knees, overturned three-wheelers, and American flags. Kids were crying, parents were reaching under cars for their little ones, heads were rubbed and kissed and rubbed again, and I decided in a moment of unique clarity never to buy my kids a tricycle. When I think about God, I don't begin with speculations about the Big Bang or the apparent design all around us. I don't start with miracles or my need for moral clarity. These are all secondary for me. When I first begin to think about God, I start with velocity. I know that I'm out of control. It's the most obvious detail about me. All of us at some point ask questions about who we are and what meaning our lives have. We need something to hold on to when a friend of ours dies or the girl we love doesn't love us back. When emotional pains hit, it's good to ask about what is real. I went through that process a while back, and I came out in a place I didn't expect. After 7 or so years of believing in a God, I began graduate studies in philosophy, eventually hitting a spot where I set God belief aside. My agnosticism wasn't about growing up or social pressure. No one forced me to believe in a God in high school, so my new agnosticism wasn't about rebellion. I gave up God belief because the arguments were not as compelling as I had once found them to be. I read everything. I read everything I could, pointing to God's existence through the fine-tuning of our universe, through the need for an instigator or the Big Bang. I wrote long papers outlining the necessity of God, given the moral qualities of our world and the reality of logical laws. These were my best efforts. It was an experiment of sorts. I stood up at one of the finest universities on earth